Tonight's Big Brother Eviction Recap is sponsored by Robinhood, the investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They're trying to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. Now, say you've been killing it on the LFC Stockwatch all season and you want to get in the game for real. Robinhood's the non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. And they've got a great offer for our listeners. They are giving you a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Just sign up at survivor.robinhood.com. That's survivor.robinhood.com. Robinhood, unlike the other brokerages, which charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, trade stocks, and keep all of your profits. I think that's better than in the LFC Stockwatch as well. Also, they've got easy to understand charts and market data. Place a trade in just 4 taps of your smartphone and learn by doing. Learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. I've got the app on my phone. It's very straightforward to use. They also give you app update alerts on anything that you've got in your portfolio. So go ahead and get that free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint when you try out Robinhood. Sign up at survivor.robinhood.com. That's survivor.robinhood.com. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who wants to wish happy birthday, stinkers. Rob Cicerino, hello everybody. And welcome back to our Thursday night eviction recap number 6. And we have got a great show for you, talking about an action-packed night on Big Brother 20. And we've got a great panel with us tonight to talk about everything going on. We want to welcome to the recap show for the first time this season our great friend Liana Boris. Liana, how are you?
I'm great. TKO was moved to Friday, thankfully, so I'm not missing it live. And I'm just happy to be here. Dreams really
do come
true.
It was never on Thursdays.
Okay, you know what? I can't keep track of the TKO nonsense. But for my own narrative that I've decided to write, it was on Thursdays.
You DVR it and watch it on Thursday after the show.
Of course. It's my Thursday ritual.
Okay. All right. And back with us as well on my Thursday night regular, Brent. Welcome on, Brent. How are you?
Hey, Rob. These are the moments that make life worth living. I am having a great day. How you doing, Leon?
I'm great. Best part of waking up. Not Folgers in my cup. No. It is definitely Big Brother.
Okay. Brent, what are you so excited about? Haley winning the HOH?
Yeah, I know the hacker twist is in play. I know there's a chance they could still screw it up. But I love the fact that Tyler is shaking in his boots right now.
Shook.
He has a power app. He's going to have to figure out how to use it. The power app's probably going to get burned. And I'm very excited that the people who had all the power last week are now the ones who are really nervousing, because that makes me very, very happy.
Okay. We are set up here for another exciting week. Haley is your new HOH. Bailey is out, and we don't have to worry as much about getting those two names confused moving forward, because we only have one of those to worry about. And so we're going to take your questions as well. Hashtag RHAP live here on a Thursday night on our 6th eviction of the season. Liana, what was the most exciting thing for you tonight?
I mean, obviously the most exciting thing was Brett with the granny costume. I mean, come on, highlight of the episode. Everything
I bet it was really sweaty.
I didn't even think of that. Did you see he actually put cookies in the sleeves of his sweater at some point? So a real snack in multiple ways, but that was by far the highlight for me.
Yeah. I felt like they had so much to get to, and I feel like that they were sort of committed to the Instagranny segment, Brent, that it really felt out of place tonight.
It really felt out of place, especially with everything going on Twitter and people not sure. I mean, I wasn't sure who was going to be evicted. There were three possible people that could have been evicted tonight, and that was what was happening. And then I'm watching Instagranny on my television, so I really couldn't care less about that.
Well,
that was a little bit of a miss, and it went on a little bit too long.
Yeah, I think like most of us, I think that we probably felt like it was going to be a kind of quiet week heading towards Thursday. And, you know, I'm sure that the Thursday producer said, OK, well, we'll need this to fill out the show, not knowing all of the drama that was going to come from the big house meeting earlier in the week. And so I think that it's they didn't want to leave it on the cutting room floor. But after all that, it felt like that they had time to burn at the end of the episode, Brent.
Well, I think part of that was the fact that Julie had audio problems. There was no programming in her ear, so to speak. And I think that was I'm sure they were going to talk to Haley a little bit. And also, they were working on live television tonight. There was a house guest in particular. I'll just go ahead and spoil it for you right now. Well, Sam.
If anybody is particularly averse to things that may or may not be happening behind the scenes, this is your fair warning. But I think we're all OK with this.
Yeah, we're all okay with it. I mean, look, it's coming from the spoiler on Twitter, Vegas for sure, who is somehow
such
connected with production.
Such a busy week for Vegas for sure.
I know. Right? Such a busy week indeed. Vegas first spoiled the halfway party for us, and then he or she spoiled the fact that Sam was in the diary room for 45 minutes, 15 minutes before the show tonight. She was trying to self-evict. There were some things going on with production, trying to talk her into staying. At one point, she went towards the side door, which would be the self-eviction door. Production then tried to talk her into staying, saying that if she self-evicted tonight, she would go from being one of America's favorite players to being one of America's most unfavorite players or disliked by America, which I have a problem with if that is true. Yeah. Because
no, this is all from Vegas.
This is all from Vegas. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll read you the tweet exactly. Liana, go ahead and give your reaction. I'll read the tweet.
Yeah, so this was really interesting because these tweets were coming out right before the show. And then one of the tweets actually happened at 9:20 p.m. while the show was going on. So my thought is, wait, is Sam the DR right now? Is she actually trying to leave right now? So that's why there was so much up in the air. And then, of course, we get to the episode and she looks totally fine apart from the sunglasses. So it was really confusing, you know, whether or not this was really happening, the timing of it all. But definitely something was going on with Sam.
Yeah, just to be clear, we didn't know exactly who was going to go home tonight, whether or not it was Bailey or Haley. The feeds went down, you know, 2 hours beforehand. There was Sam was talking about possibly keeping Bailey, which Tyler was counting on her vote. So I wasn't even sure between the two of them who was going to go home. And this all starts to happen. Sorry, Rob, I didn't mean to cut you off.
So I want to go back to the Sam thing. Do we know what her major malfunction was heading into this?
Yes. Go ahead, Liana. Tell him.
Well, no. I was just thinking she should have been back in that robot costume thing, because then maybe she wouldn't have had this type of malfunction.
Yeah. What was the meltdown over?
There was two things happening. Liana, if you know, go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you were intimating that you didn't know.
I'm not just jokes, Brent. I have content here. So from what I understand, it was a conversation that Sam had with Casey, where Casey was essentially saying, you know, hey, you should vote to evict Bailey. And Sam was like, well, you know, I can just do what I want. Can I just do what I want? And then Casey was just like, okay, sure. And then Sam goes and cries to Fessy. That's the extent of what I know. I don't know if there are more details about the situation.
Yeah, there was something. Well, a couple of things. They got really nervous about Sam's vote. And Casey actually did a little bit of bad work, in my opinion, because she basically exposed the fact, even though it should seem obvious to everybody. But of course, there are blurry lines inside the house than there are outside the house. She said to Sam, Sam's like, well, why shouldn't I keep Bailey? What's wrong with that? And Casey's like, look, if you keep Bailey in the house, there's a chance that her power is going to be used. She's like, Sam's like, well, is she going to put you up? And Casey's like, yes. 5 minutes later in the conversation, she says, actually, she's going to put up Tyler and Angela. So and she's like, she's going to put up people on our side of the house. So it really wasn't a good look from my perspective, but from Casey's point of view, like really solidifying in Sam's point of view, who are the people who are working together? Who are the people that are not? And add to that the fact that earlier in the day, Rob, out of the blue, again, Taryn is correct about Tyler. He is an emotional player, not a strategic player. And for some reason, even though he had been playing it cool all summer long, to the point that we didn't even know that Tyler had the power app until it was revealed on the show, Tyler decided to tell Sam that he had the second power after lying about it this entire time. And remember, Sam revealed to Tyler the fact that she had the power right away. So Sam, and trust is a big deal with Sam, and Sam puts everything into Tyler. So for Tyler to reveal to Sam that I have this power, it's the cloud app, I can keep myself safe. She's like, well, why didn't you tell me this earlier? I told you the fact that I have a power. So their conversation was sort of left unsettled, but okay. But as the day wore on, I really feel like that was the biggest deal. She wasn't spazzing out over keeping Bailey or not. I think she would have done whatever she wanted to anyway. I think she was spazzing out over the fact that Tyler lied to her straight up for 5 weeks before finally revealing that he was the one who had the second power.
Yeah. And yeah, and Sam does say, she says that to Fessy and JC, she says what she knows what she's going to do, but she's not going to tell anybody. It was very reminiscent of when she tries to put up JC and then gets talked out of it. So it was definitely Sam responding emotionally to something that had gone on in the house. So I think that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't get why Tyler would tell Sam about the power app, whereas Sam had a power that she could use on other players. I believe that Tyler's app can only be used on himself. So this just strikes me as a desperation move on Tyler of, okay, similar to Bailey with Rachel, Brent, of, okay, well, let me just tell you something to make you feel better right now.
Maybe it was a situation where, I don't know if Tyler was concerned about Sam flipping her vote or something, That was why. Okay.
Earlier, after the house meeting, the one thing that wasn't covered on the live updates, and there were a lot of things that happened yesterday, so I don't fault anybody for that, but Sam was really, really shook after the live house meeting with Bailey and Tyler, to the point where she goes to comfort Bailey in the back room, and to the point where Level 6 is now questioning whether or not they even have her vote anymore. It's just the human part of her, sort of the same human part of Haley that somehow made her tell Bailey that she was the hacker because she's a good person, not because it's a good game move. I think that's what was happening with Sam. But you have to understand, Rob, that Sam is not there to play the Big Brother game. She does not want to play the Big Brother game. In fact, she was saying, I think yesterday, Jessica Graff retweeted something that she's so over Sam because of the fact that Sam's constantly talking about the fact that, you know, I hope I'm out of here soon. I won't be here soon. Hopefully I'm done with this stupid game. We're all like rats in a cage and they're forcing us to play against each other. I mean, I don't know how Sam got into the Big Brother house, but talk about a misfire on a cast. This is one of them.
You know, give credit to the Big Brother producers because Sam was saying in the diary room, somehow they turned her into somebody that was ready to self-evict 40 minutes before the show. Here's Sam voting tonight.
Sadly, I vote to evict Rockstar.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Joe Banjo. Love you.
Who's Joe Banjo?
I love you, Joe Banjo. Big Brother 20.
Please take care of your pets.
My goodness.
She looked like she was, on a high note, Liana.
Yeah, well, a high note for sure. With those glasses, I don't know.
Sam was raring to go for the live show, Brent. No sign of any trouble from Sam.
I mean, at least she's a pro, she's on live television. She's trying to make it look good. I mean, I thought it was telling at the beginning of the show when they always have Julie in front of the house guest sitting on the couch and they did not show the couch. They just showed Haley sitting in the couch by herself. And I was like, they are purposely trying to hide the fact that Sam is not there right now. And then at one point, Sam went back into the diary room, as Liana said, in the middle of the show. By the way, I have a tweet for me. I wanted to read that to you. So Vegas tweeted about 2 hours ago. This is like 45 minutes before the shows. Sam has been in the diary room for over 15 minutes with only 45 minutes to go into the live episode. Not normal. Vegas goes on to say, she said when they call her to the diary room during the live show, she is going to refuse to vote. She was told she can't do that. Mm-hmm. She stayed and cried most of the time, then tried to leave the DR through the side exit, which would be the self-evict, but was then asked to stay. Sam then says in the diary room again, she was told if she self-evicts, she will go from one of America's favorite players to being disliked. But if she stays, America will rally for her for being strong and not hate her for her vote. She's leaving the DR now, but no clue what she's going to do. So as I said, I have a problem with that. And I realize it's live television and they're working their magic. And this is not a part of me that's trying to save Bailey. But I mean, she is utterly worthless in the house. And I feel like, honestly, they're playing with a bomb. If she doesn't do this now, she's going to do it later on for somebody else's HOH and make another week worthless.
Are you saying that they should have just removed Sam from the game and canceled the eviction tonight?
No, I'm saying if they wanted to let her walk, they should have tried to manipulate her by trying to make her think that if she stays, America will like her. And if she goes, America will hate her, which is the equivalent of what they told her, if you believe Vegas, well, which I do.
I think the conundrum here is that if she walks out on eviction night, there is no story there. I mean, I think that that is really the, you know, how do you tell that to the TV audience that Sam just snapped and walked off the show?
Well, I mean, I don't know about you, Liana, but I was already going over it in my head. I mean, this has happened before where things have happened right before the eviction. Julia's come on with a teleprompter and said, you know, right before we went to the live show, Sam decided to self-evict. She's in the DR right now. Let's listen to her. They could have edited that together in 10, 15 minutes and thrown something together. Have Sam come out, talk to her on the live show. Say you're the first member of the jury. Girl, bye. Let's get to the HOH competition. So I think it would have been fine.
The audio didn't work at the end, so
yeah. And I don't think that they were prepared to cancel the eviction on such short notice, and then to not have the. I mean, I don't really think that it would have worked out. And they're already behind the eight ball because of the Caitlin not getting back into the house. So I think it really would have screwed with the production schedule.
I agree.
And so,
I agree.
You know,
I don't feel great about them trying to manipulate Sam, but. You know, it's live television. What are you going to do?
What's the worst that happens now? Sam has a big head that thinks that everybody loves her. And then, I mean, what's that going to change?
I guess I would rather see her go and see the players that want to play because Sam does not want to play Big Brother. Yeah. I mean, come on, Liana, are you with me on this or not? All right, how do you feel?
Well, I mean, I totally get where the producers are coming from trying to keep her in the house. They should have some of the producers play Big Brother. I mean, talk about Miss. I mean,
these people really are good. They know what they know what they're doing to be able to manipulate people left and right. But honestly, if it's one major person that's not playing the game, I know you could argue there's other people who aren't. I think that's less problematic than a season like we had last season where there's many people who are not playing the game and are, you know, working together to try to ensure one outcome. So I think that Sam is a interesting obstacle the other players have to move around. So let's not get too caught up on that. Brent, are any of the rumors true that it's possible Sam could be pregnant?
Sam could be pregnant?
Yeah, I'm hearing that. Hearing that from people. Is that possible?
Not unless there's something happening that I don't know.
All right, good. We can clear that up.
Okay.
Rob, as a podcast, is reporting Sam is any rumors you're hearing that Sam is pregnant are not true. Okay.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Stop it, people.
All right. Let's get back to the actual action that we saw on the show. And of course, a lot of it was, we had the big buildup to the night that Bebe was going to go cray cray on Tyler. And we had this big house meeting on the show. A lot of lead up to this. We got to see the confrontation that we were waiting to see about Tyler with his sunglasses on and Bailey talking to him and him saying to her, I know you're the hacker. Liana, did this live up to your expectations?
When we first heard about this, you know, Bailey was complaining about how Tyler went off on her. And then turns out Bailey is not necessarily the most reliable narrator. So it was really funny to actually see Tyler be fine to Bailey and then Bailey being Tyler. He's trash. It's pulling a Wendell. He's trash at Big Brother.
You're trash.
Put the pen down.
Put the mic down,
to be
bro.
Fair, look, I mean, Liana, Tyler himself was going off to us on the live feeds about the fact that, you know, that's the most upset you're ever going to see me. I can't believe I went there. So to me, it was indicative of the fact that they left some things on the cutting room floor. I mean, I cannot believe that that is everything that happened. On the other hand, to be fair to Tyler, Bailey was overreacting. But to be fair to Bailey, I do feel like Tyler went out of his way to troll her a little bit with the sunglasses and acting dismissively of her. He doesn't have to do that. He knows she's going to the jury. He knows she's likely going home. He just wanted to stick the knife in and wiggle it a little bit because he felt like she was the hacker who took a shot at him. he's wrong about that at the time, as we'll find out later on. But I think it was uncalled for on Tyler's part, but he is human after all.
What are the sunglasses about? I know a lot of people were doing, JC wanted to eat chips and do stuff at the eviction. What's the meaning of the sunglasses, Brent?
I honestly don't know, Leon. Is it the hacker? The fact that the hacker has like the hoodie with the sunglasses, and he was convinced
you're
that maybe it was the hacker.
You can't see me. Is it something like?
I'm not sure. Maybe the chat room can help me. It's the hacker costume. Yeah, they're telling me it's the hacker costume.
Oh, so, I see.
I always thought the hacker just had the sunglass or just had the hoodie on. I didn't see the sunglasses, but then again, I've never paid attention. And by the way, after we found out that Haley was the hacker, that segment was completely useless.
That was a little bit extra.
A little bit extra. Yeah.
You know, but again, we saw Angela talking about, that she's isn't even sure today that Bailey really was the hacker or that Haley really was the hacker. She could be just covering for somebody. So I guess that to preserve that anonymity and the mystery, I guess they had to do it. But they could have really cut it down.
I thought it would have been funny if they had actually taken Haley and then put her in the costume with that green screen and then just gone with it that way.
Yeah. Okay. So we saw Haley and Bailey talking it through, and then, Bailey talking about, I hate the hacker. The hacker, really, really screwed me over. And Haley tells us, I'm never going to say anything about being the hacker. Well, cut to she tells Bailey about the hacker and how it was her, and she feels very badly about it, and we end up getting to our big house meeting. Brent, in terms of how it played on the TV show, did you feel like that this was an accurate depiction?
Yes, I think it was an accurate depiction. Things started to go downhill, Liana, when Haley accused Tyler of being the one to try to get Angela backdoored, which Tyler knows is not true. It's a big miscommunication. Like the way Tyler said it, he was like, so if you have to name a replacement nominee. But anyway, the meeting went downhill fast. So I thought it was an accurate depiction. The main problem for me was that most of the fans online were saying that Tyler was trolling Bailey a little bit in this conversation. I felt like he acted about as well as he could have. He got a little bit too upset at one point, but I don't know. I felt like it was probably a pretty accurate depiction, but Bailey definitely went off the rails, as Julie said.
Yeah.
I think I wanted it to be the quad cam screen, although you could from this angle really see the bleeding. So that was nice because you missed that on the live feeds.
Yes. The show didn't make a big deal about it. I know it's been widely reported that Bailey became so angry that she either bit her cheek or did something of the sort. Leon, do you have the medical breakdown on this?
Actually, I'm surprised that the granny Rachel yelling man hasn't developed more sort of mouth canker sore lesions there. No, I'm not sure. I do think, though, that we did miss a few things with the house meeting. Scotty ping ponging back and forth as he's watching this go down would have been nice to see. Fessy awkwardly drinking tea. But I'm glad we did get to see when Bailey slams the door shut, but it's the sliding door.
Yeah, so it goes just back open. Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah. I mean, Bailey, hit levels that we, rarely see on the show.
You are terrible! You've made my life into hell!
She talk about subtitlos. She definitely needed those.
Could have used some subtitlos. We're waiting to get Brent back. The hacker did finally get him. Liana, tell me if I'm crazy, but I felt like, this was a night that I thought that Bailey was really going to potentially look rather poorly on the show. And while she did have that meltdown, I felt that overall that this was a night that she walks away from as, okay, she had this this big TV moment. But overall, I thought that she handled herself very well in the eviction.
I think she definitely handled herself well in the eviction, especially with the I'm going to be a bigger person. I'm going to apologize to Tyler, even though for a brief second when she said because yelling is wrong, Tyler, I thought she was scolding him for a brief moment. I think it could have gone a lot worse. There was one moment in the beginning when they were having that conversation after the veto meeting, Tyler and Bailey. And it was wasn't a super aggressive conversation. But then you cut to the DR and she's saying how aggressive he was. because that direct contrast, I think, may have been something bad against her. But ultimately, yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, Brent, I think that this is a night that Bailey comes away from. I feel like that this is best case scenario for her, because I thought that, you know, she has this one moment that'll live on in Big Brother infamy. When you go and you take a look at, you know, on YouTube, top 10 Big Brother fights of all time, or, you know, Big Brother screaming matches, that'll be right there. And then she did not come off like a crazy person in the eviction. I thought that, you know, she comes off pretty classy, I thought, in terms of her interview with Julie. And, you know, she chalks it up to like, hey, I'm a Gemini. Like, yeah, you get the two sides of my personality. And I thought that she was, you know, I think that the Bailey that a lot of people really fell in love with this season, I thought that you got to see her in a nice spot with Julie.
Yeah, she looked great. And honestly, Tyler looked great, too. I think everybody handled themselves about as well as they could tonight. I think that Bailey was great to see her apologize to Tyler on live TV. I love that she had the wherewithal to be able to do that. I also love the fact that she handled herself and walked so confidently out the Big Brother house. I also love Tyler's big goodbye message, where he, you know, calls himself, he's like, from when there are two big players in the house, one of them's got to go, which, you know, is an indirectly complimenting Bailey and calling her a big player, which she definitely took.
Oh, did he just call me a big player? Oh, okay. I'm back in. I like that guy.
Right.
He knows what he's talking about.
And he also ended it by saying, you know, hey, I hope we'll be friends, maybe. Like, you know, he's leaving it up to her, basically. So I love the fact that he left the ball in her court. I thought his goodbye message was absolutely great. I love the fact that she's not going to be a bitter juror. I can see her voting for Tyler at the end, 100%. So the reports of Tyler losing a 5-4 vote with Bailey's key coming out last, well, that was greatly exaggerated, but as have many things this season on Big Brother.
Yeah. Liana, what'd you think about Bailey's reaction to Tyler? Do you feel like he won her over in that moment?
Yeah, I think so, especially when she may have not listened to the lighter part of it after she was just big player? Okay.
That's a good move.
Right. Tyler should do that for all of his goodbye messages. And I think that also quenches the fear of, oh no, Tyler is not going to be able to handle the moves that he's made. He's not going to be able to handle the jury members. And I think that that puts that to rest.
Right. I mean, if he gets more shots at this, he's like, Fessy, you are no doubt all-star. You are a legend of the game, bro. Like, oh, love that guy. He's the best.
So good.
He's so good. Going back to the votes, I saw Taryn tweeted during the show tonight that with Sam's vote, had Fauté gone ahead and voted to keep Bailey, they would have had the numbers. And then he added the caveat of, well, maybe Sam was only allowed to vote that way because that they knew that the Fauté side was not going to vote to save Bailey. Brent, do you think that had Fauté got on the right side of saving Bailey, could they have saved her tonight?
No, they couldn't have, because they lost Scotty. That was the problem. I mean, as I said to Taryn on Twitter, I agree with what you say narratively, that, you know, Fauté as a whole maybe could have done this, but practically speaking, it was never going to happen, because what you're not seeing on the show really in a well-put light is the fact that most of Fauté, in fact, all of Fauté that I can remember, was trying to get Scotty up on the block as a replacement nominee this week, and they really didn't show that part in its entirety on the show. And that's one of the reasons why Scotty was really pissy with Bailey, because he knew from Haley, one thing to note is that Haley, even though she was a part of the plot to get Scotty backdoored, she has been vehemently denying it to Scotty. They had like a 5-hour conversation last night, and she said to him, you know, hey, I knew that there was a plot to get you out. Bailey was a part of that, and they were still trying to figure out a way to keep her, but you could tell Scotty was definitely not down for it. He was like, you know, I don't think the votes are there. We really need to vote with the House this week. If we don't know for sure that we can keep Bailey, we need to vote with the House. Now, Sam is so unpredictable. She may have decided to change her mind 2 hours beforehand. I don't know. I don't know if, and at one point, I know she said to, I think it was Casey or JC, she said, I know how I'm voting, and I'm not telling anybody. That's what Sam said. So that's the obstacle that these people have to work around in the House right now. And in some ways it's intriguing, but in some ways I can't be bothered with it.
What would Joe Banjo do right now? Yeah.
Maybe Joe Banjo will show up as a bird and give Sam advice for the next vote.
Yeah. Leanna, was Sam's vote a vote for Bailey or vote against Rockstar?
I don't think Sam knew how she was voting, so I'm not entirely sure that the motivation was there one way or another. You know, it could have just been up on some sort of like sticky note right up next to the camera. I have to imagine that this was a vote in complete confusion.
Okay. All right. How do you think Julie handled the Bailey interview? We talked about a lot Julie's interview with Rachel last week. Leanna, how do you think Julie Chen was with Bailey this week?
Yeah, the complete contrast to Rachel, where she's being super aggressive. Talk about aggressive. Oh, maybe Julie was worried that Bailey was going to go off on her and there was going to be a yelling match.
Please, I don't want any trouble, ma'am.
That's great. Yep, we'll just leave it at that. No, she was really nice about the whole thing.
She was trying her patience a little bit, Brent, when she said, okay, how would you like to know? Swaggy C met your parents. They hated him.
I know, right? I was like, that didn't play. Like, sarcasm never plays well on live TV. I don't know why Julie decided to do that. That was honestly terrible, and it didn't play well on the TV. I will say that I was a little bothered by this. We didn't even know what's happening with the jury buyback or a reset or whatever they're doing. But two things happened. Number one, she told her that Swaggy met her parents, which, you know, I guess is my minor point. I suppose you could argue that Swaggy meeting her parents means that Swaggy's more into her and she's more likely to do what Swaggy would have wanted her to do in the jury. I just didn't like the fact that Julie revealed that information. Okay, that's my
so
minor
ticky-tack
point.
Tonight with
my
all the
major. Yeah. My major point is the fact that going to commercial, Julie's like, it's the HOH competition. Can the members of Faute, Fessy, Rockstar, and Haley, this is their last chance and they're outnumbered. I mean, the lines were not that clear to Bailey going into this week. She definitely thought that maybe JC was with them, maybe Sam was with them. So, and even Brett was good work in the middle. So I don't like the fact that she basically said it's them against them. Because I do feel like that will color Bailey's vote.
That is true. That Leanna, we have seen that Bailey does have a photographic memory and does remember every conversation that she's heard with pinpoint accuracy and recall.
She is 1 point away from being a genius, Rob.
She's right there.
Okay.
Right there.
No,
I think it'll be okay.
Out.
Yeah. Yes, unless she's very angry. I think that she's so overwhelmed in the moment that I kind of think those things go right over your head. Like, I think she's hearing every other word people are saying in these goodbye messages. Now, Brett, on the other hand, though, Brent, what is this guy thinking? What's he doing?
I mean, all the praise that I was going to tweet like a GIF. And that's the way you say it, by the way, of me and Melissa and Taryn, like in the supermarket, like trying to get something really quick, you know, like I'm like when the Christmas shopping opens for the Brett stock this week, because he's been playing so well and I've been feeling great about him. There's so many people on Twitter like Brett's going
to
be the winner of the season.
Go back to this GIF. So you and Taryn and Melissa are in a supermarket and you're buying stuff for Christmas, not the Big Brother player. The you're not buying like Bengay and aspirin and like Ace bandages. You're right. Buying are you cooking Christmas dinner?
It's like when they have a Christmas sale and people are fighting over the toys. That's what I'm talking about. So it's not really us, but it's a metaphor, Rob.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was going to make a joke about us trying to get the Brett stock because
it's like
we were
Walmart's
all
about to open and you guys are going to trample each other to get the Brett stock.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm going for. But then he blew it all to smithereens with this goodbye message, Leanna. He was just like, trolling her and going, ha ha, like, I got you. And like all of the great work he had done this week, he had hugged her. He had, he honestly was one of the people who made Bailey feel a lot better yesterday after the house meeting, because she was really hot and Brett, really tried to assuage her guilt and was like, don't worry about it. You're human. Everybody makes mistakes. He gave her a hug. He gave Rockstar a hug. I think there is a slim possibility of a Brett Rockstar final two now. I really think that he was uncalled for. I think this shows how inexperienced he is as a Big Brother player.
All right, Leanna, talk about Brett's goodbye message.
Well, okay. So, you know how we talked about Tyler saying that Bailey was a big player? I feel like poor choices, Bailey. Bye. Not exactly the best goodbye message. You know, unless it's sarcasm, but we know that that doesn't play well on live TV.
Right.
So I have to imagine that this was, yeah, I mean, this was just pretty terrible. Although I would like to know now, Brent, what GIF you will use to show you, Taryn and Melissa interacting with Brett Stock this week.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's January 1st and it's a returns know, right? department of like, this granny sweater doesn't fit. Yeah. That's interesting. I know that I think that Taryn first brought this up and you guys were talking about this about the similarities between Big Brother 18 Paul and Brett, where he's learning to play the game on the fly, and similar to Paul maybe on Big Brother 18 and Big Brother 19, that this was not an area that he excelled in. And what do you say to people as they go out the door?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty terrible. It's your one moment to talk to the house guest. And she was, like I said, she was feeling good about Brett. I mean, she was really feeling good about him. Like, you know, hey, I know you're a little bit of a douche, but you're my douche. I mm-hmm. get you. And then he just acted like a total dweeb when he was talking to her. I mean, it was just terrible. Yeah. And I'm hoping that she doesn't hold on to it, because I do think he is a pretty good player this season.
Yeah. Brett, could we argue potentially that in the 4D chess world that Brett knows what he's doing, and this is sort of like the image that he's putting out there where at the end he's kind of going to own this, sort of like that he was sort of the bully in the house, like, where he gets you, he gives these speeches and, you know, sort of, you know, pushes you on the way out the door, but he does it with a smile on his face?
I mean, I think it's a possibility. I think it's the wrong way to go, though. I mean, he has every reason in the world to try to go the regular tack and try to, you know, appeal to their emotions and try to be their friend and not try to act this way. So I don't know why he's doing that.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think considering how poorly he treated his own grandmother, I mean, are we surprised?
Yeah. They take the feeds down for all this Instagram-y stuff. It seems like it goes on for quite a long time, Brent.
It does. And they also took the feeds down for the halfway party, and I would really like to see what happened then, although apparently it was not much happened because they didn't have any alcohol, so probably a good call on their part.
Okay. All right. So we get to, Liana, the HOH competition. It's our knockout game, which is always fun to see. It was the too long hashtag game. Have you guys ever played this on the B&B, Liana?
Well, they're stealing all of our games. So thanks, Big Brother producers. But it was the hashtag too long competition, Rob. Don't get it hashtag twisted. But it was post-a-pick. Is first of all, no bro in that title. Is that an actual software? I was confused by
I think it was supposed to be an Instagram ripoff of, I don't know. They already wasted Instagranny. So I don't really understand what's going on there. And best not to think too much into what Big Brother is going for on these competitions.
It was a really tough competition because there were times where it seemed obvious what it was, but then there were other times when Tyler buzzed in. I made the same mistake he did when I thought I saw a word that was there, but instead it was, you know, purposely done to make it look like a different word that was one of the pictures. Mm-hmm. And so you never knew if they were, is this an easy question or is it a hard question?
Yeah, Brett, I thought that the trick was I was looking from the end of the word to the beginning. I felt like that was easier to do than to go from the front going forward.
Yeah, I think if this is one of those competitions that I don't know if they would have given them a chance to practice something like this, but if you have a little bit of practice, you can probably figure this out.
Okay, let's just talk through the knockouts because I think that they were pretty interesting. So JC and Sam went first. JC got it. He picked two people, Rockstar and Tyler. Liana, were you surprised that that JC put Tyler in there in round two?
Yeah, I thought that was odd. I don't know if JC was trying to hide his position in the house or his relationship with Tyler by putting those two up against each other. I have to imagine that that's what was going through his head. But
I think what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, what, for, as far as I can tell, I mean, I think that, you know, look, you got to understand JC's point of view, and JC's point of view is not reality. Let me be clear, because he thinks he's with Tyler and he thinks that he's in the middle, playing both sides of the house against each other. That is not true, because Tyler is with Level Six and JC does not realize that. However, JC does believe he's in the middle, so he doesn't want to pick sides. So that's why he picked Rockstar, who is basically, you know, somebody who's inconsequential, and Tyler, the person who's in the middle with him, so that he doesn't have to pick a side. But in doing so, he really screwed Tyler over. I mean, Level Six had a massive advantage from my point of view in a knockout competition when you have a majority, you know, 7-3 or 6-3 or whatever, and it really went down by the wayside because of this selection of JC's.
Now, he did say coming out of this game when they were going into the commercial that he seemed so, and Julie had to ask him, like, JC, I need two people. He seemed surprised that they went to him to pick two people. I know that he is more of a recent fan, and it's possible that he might not know the nuances of the knockout competition. Liana, do you think that he just screwed up here and didn't realize the ramifications of picking the people?
Yeah, that's entirely possible. It's probably more likely that he was confused about the situation, which I know is something we would expect from Fessy. But JC, especially being the first person to have to do this, I think he just kind of saw Rockstar and decided to put him up. It would have been interesting to see if they were the two people sitting closest to him, and then he just kind of panicked and picked them. But I can definitely see being confusion.
Yes.
I will say that JC, this isn't a spoiler, but JC's saying to Level Six right now that he messed up. He didn't understand the rules. I think what happened is he thought he could put Rockstar up against Tyler. And, you know, that's an obvious mismatch where Tyler's clearly going to win that. He doesn't understand the rules. But, you know, Rob, I can't believe that, because as he's told us, he's the brains of the operation. So I don't know what he's talking about.
So I don't know, right? I guess we won't know until we see, and they probably won't ever show the diary rooms talking about this, because it's not like one of these competitions that hasn't played out yet. So we won't know necessarily if he actually misunderstood or if he's just like, I don't know. Okay, so after it's Tyler and Rockstar, Tyler buzzes in wrong, gets eliminated early. Rockstar is going to move on. She puts KC and Brett up there. KC and Brett. And this is one of the first, the two times that we see, it's going to go to Fish during the live show, Liana, because KC realizes she's wrong and starts cursing.
Yeah, so I'd missed that. I had to go back and rewind. And Julie says, let's watch our mouths. But I thought she said, let's wash our mouths. And I thought this was kind of like the old school, you curse, you got to put the soap bar in your mouth kind of deal. That's what was happening. But yes, Casey cursing. How terrible.
I need my Julie. Please, no cursing. Sound clip from last week.
Please
don't curse. Okay, so Casey is wrong. Brett moves on. Okay. And we see now it's Haley and Fessy. I think was Casey and Brett the one, Brent, where it was depending on what room you were in, it was like in the have not room. Like that was very, very sneaky.
Yeah.
Very sneaky.
That was really ticky tack. By the way, I will give props to Rockstar and also props to Brett for actually picking the people that they should have picked. I mean, I know that sounds obvious, but you never know what these Faute people. Rockstar actually did pick KC and Brett to go next, which is what she should have done. And Brett accurately should have picked Haley and Fessy to go next. So good for them.
And Liana, Fessy must not have been able to concentrate when he was up there with Haley. He was picked to be with Haley. He was right next to Haley, and he buzzed in wrong. So Haley moves on.
His true love, Haley. And there were just pictures of her in her Hamlet costume, I'm sure, just thrown for a loop. Although, props to Fessy for voting correctly this time. So yep, maybe we won't see blankets Fessy this week.
Okay, so now we get to, now it's going to be Scotty versus Brett. And Brett is going to get it correctly. He puts up Rockstar and Haley. And Haley, actually, she beats Rockstar, setting up JC versus Brett, and Brett will answer incorrectly. And it was Bailey versus JC in the final round, and Brett, Haley got it. She's coming alive.
Thank God. Honestly, I don't think I could have tolerated a JC HOH.
Why?
I mean,
I think it would have been fun.
Look, Robin, you gotta watch them on the feeds. I mean, I have to watch them on the feeds all the time. You don't. I don't really think I could have put up with level six feeling even more power this week. I mean, again, I know there's a chance the hacker power. Basically, this is what needs to happen. Haley is one HOH. It's likely she's going to put up two people from the level six side unless she screws it up. Then they're going to have the hacker competition and then the veto competition. The Falte side of things, or people working with them who feel indebted to them, need to win either the hacker competition or the veto competition in order to secure that somebody from the level six side goes home this week.
Now, Liana, it sets up an interesting scenario where Haley was the hacker and could be undone by the hacker here this week.
That would be pretty dramatic. Well, I wonder what the intro would be. The former hacker hacked the hacking and got hacked in the HOH. I don't know. We'll workshop it. I think that would be a lot of fun. I think, you know, when you do sort of the cost benefit analyze of the situation, I think you Thank really you. Do. Realize that Haley is in such an interesting position because she has to deal with the hacker comp. And if somebody on the edge like JC or Tyler or Scotty maybe wins it, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. I mean, I think they would keep it a secret, I have to imagine.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
And don't forget, Tyler has the cloud power, but the hacker app really complicates that because he may want to get a jump on the hacker and use his cloud app at the nominations. But then there's still two other opportunities where he could go up on the block. You know, it's conceivable that, you know, he can control his own fate by winning the hacker app or the veto. If he doesn't win the hacker app and somehow avoids the nominations there, then maybe the veto is the right spot to use the cloud app. So we'll also see what happens. Yeah.
I will say this, that Haley had a conversation earlier today where she was trying to mend her relationship with Tyler. I think they were able to mend it on a personal level, but on a game level, I still think that they are after each other. I do expect that Tyler, with his cloud power, is going to go to Haley soon and say, you know, hey, just don't put me up right away. If you want to put me up as a replacement nominee, that's okay. But if you are going to put me up, at least tell me. Like, he's going to be insistent. Like, I'll do whatever you want. Just tell me, which should perk up Haley's ears to the point where she is suspicious about it. But I don't know if she's that smart. She is a smart girl, but I don't know if she's that smart.
What do you think, Liana?
Well, I just so I'm clear, Tyler's power app only works at the initial nomination ceremony.
No, he can
correct?
Use it at the veto ceremony as well.
He can use it. Yeah. Oh, right. He can use his veto, but he definitely can use it
one also, or the other.
Can he use it at the hacker?
No.
Okay.
No. It was specifically said in the rules that you can use it at either an HOH nomination ceremony or a replacement veto ceremony. So those are the two places he can do it. He can only do it one time, and it expires after. I think he has three more weeks, he said earlier on the feeds today, to use it. So if he knows for sure who she's going to nominate, then he can probably save it. Really, it's probably best to use as a backdoor, as Taryn has noted on the live feed updates, because if you use it at the initial nomination ceremony, you prevent yourself from being nominated, sure, but you also don't get a chance to play in the veto, and then you can effectively be backdoored, which may be Haley's plan this week because Tyler has won a lot of competitions. Yeah. So I don't know what she's planning.
Liana, I actually have a clip from next week's show. This is Brent when Tyler uses the cloud app to save himself at the veto ceremony.
You are terrible! You made my life in a thumbnail!
Wow, getting information from the future. You must be following Caitlin's life coaching.
Sneak preview of what's going to happen.
I know, right? No, I mean, I gave him props earlier tonight. Like, I mean, just because I want to see him nervousing doesn't mean I want him to go home. I think he's been playing pretty well. His goodbye message to Bailey was absolutely great. I love the fact that he took her apology on live TV in stride. He didn't try to say anything. I did indict him for the trolling. Earlier in the week, he did not need to do that. I know that it wasn't the equivalent of yelling at Bailey, but in her mind, she was really betrayed by him. And here's the thing from Bailey's point of view, and I couldn't say it earlier because my audio was cutting out, but Bailey, she felt great about Tyler. She felt 100% with Tyler. So even though Angela backdoored her, Bailey was really more hurt about Tyler because of the fact that she believed in him. And of course, it's all her fault. I get it. She reveals her power. She played horribly. I get it. But from a human standpoint, that's why she was mad at Tyler and really more. She indicted him more because he was the betrayer, not the one who ultimately was betrayed. And so that's why I think that he got the brunt of it there.
Brent, without being too results oriented, okay, with Haley telling
me
Bailey about the hacker app or the winning, becoming the hacker, and the last 72 hours that transpired, how do you feel currently about her decision to do that?
Look, I said at the time, and I know you called me out for this on the show last night.
I didn't call you out. I wanted to see if there was any change, because I felt like it was working to some degree.
What I said was that we can see the way this train is going. Okay, they don't know. I'm talking about Fauté. They don't know where the lines are. Everything's really blurry to them. They're probably Haley and Fezzi are going to be the next two people to go home, especially with this hacker app in play. And I thought it might be a good idea for Haley, because she was number one or two on the target list. She was like next best if Fessy wins the veto, to go home, to take the snow globe, shake it up a little bit, and hope to hell something changes and people make mistakes. Because when people get angry, they make mistakes. I know there is an argument from Taryn and Melissa that in doing so, she moved herself up the target list, but bitch, not by much. I mean, she was already target number two. Now she's become target number one or two.
Yeah.
Okay. And after that whole house meeting happened, it worked out exactly like I wanted it to. People got upset. People said things that they shouldn't have said. People got angry and they went to their sides. And it definitely solidified the sides to the point where Haley's like, you know, so you, like she said to Tyler earlier today, so you have been working with Casey and Angela the entire time. Now, of course, he denied it, but she knows what's happening. So you can say it's results oriented, but it did lead the sides. Like, everybody who's on one side went up to the HOH room. Everybody's on the Fauté side went to their room. You could definitely tell who was with who, except for Brett and to a lesser extent, Scotty. And so I feel like in some ways things gelled a little bit more for Fauté. They know who's with them and who's with not. And they are definitely against Tyler, Angela, Casey. Those three people, two of those three people, are going to go up on the block. Best believe.
Liana, weigh in on this in terms of what Haley did this week, where she had from the hacker app to revealing it to now to HOH. Where does she stand?
Well, first of all, Brent, the assumption that Fauté knows who's with them, that's quite an assumption. even given this. However, I will say it was interesting in the episode to hear Haley's motivation for doing this, because she said something along the lines of, if Bailey leaves, that's ensuring that I'm alone and I'm going home next week. So I don't know if that was just a one-off line that she had said, but I don't know if she felt that by doing this, by having this house meeting, that she would then be able to keep Bailey and stay. I mean, that did definitely seem to be her logic. So she clearly didn't really have a good read on what the actual outcome of this was going to be. And I mean, I just didn't see the point in it. I mean, I guess the fact that it solidified the two sides against each other, I guess, is a good thing. But it's, you know, apart from the Tyler is definitely against them, really not a lot of good came from this.
Okay. All right.
Well, that was one of the biggest stumbling blocks, though, Rob, is the fact they didn't know where Tyler was. They were like, is he with us? Because he's been playing the middle really, really well, even to the point after the veto ceremony. He's still been like, look, I didn't know what was going to happen. I wasn't in on it. And again, Fessy still believed in him at that point. So this, to me, really helped them get rid of that roadblock.
Yeah, look, you know, I don't really have a strong take on it, but I definitely can see your point here, Brent, because I think from where Bailey was at the point that she had won the hacker app, if you simulate the rest of the season 1,000 times, how many times is Haley going to go on to the win? Like, I don't really see the path for her, but now, you know, everything is much more in flux. You know, I guess even if there's a, you know, 10% chance this leads to Tyler going out, then I feel like that does open the door to some possibilities for her. So I don't see, like, it was the much more aggressive move, but I didn't see a path for her to not do this, Liana.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of Haley's MO when she did get power was I'm going to go aggressive. I'm going to put Tyler up on the block. I'm going to do something bold. I just do think that for me, it's still the motivation. I don't know if she was trying to, you know, just because she's trying to clear Bailey's name, she feels really bad about it. Like that was kind of bizarre, but she definitely plays all out. And so now having her as HOH, I'm really curious to see what'll happen.
Okay. All right. Let's take some of your questions here tonight and let's go from a High Roller Radio wants to ask, can Haley pull the triple hacker, HOH hacker. Bugwin, beautiful and huge.
Bugwin, beautiful and huge.
Okay. So what do you think, Liana? Could we see Haley? I mean, I would think that the triple would be to win the hacker and the veto in addition to the HOH. Do you think that she has this in her?
Yeah, this is like the Big Brother version of EGOTing. So she's got to get all of them in order to get that necklace.
To shoot the moon.
I think it's definitely possible if it's another mental comp, because that's where her strengths seem to lie. If it's something more physical, I don't know if she can pull that off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brent, you think you have a faith in Haley?
Yeah, I do. And I have also had faith in the producers that they won't let this happen. They won't let Fauté screw up another HOH.
Okay. All right. So you're saying that now the fix is in for Fauté? Oh, that they got to Brent. They got to Brent, Liana.
The fix is in on Brent.
That's fine. That's fine. Let's go ahead and take a question. Max Shine wants to ask us, it's going to be a tough week for Tyler. Does he decide to use the cloud app? You know he's going up, right? Or will she take revenge and do Angela and Brett? If you had to guess tonight at this hour, what do you think the nominations are going to look like?
I mean, I have to imagine that she would put up Tyler. She even said that she put up Tyler when she was the hacker. Everybody knows she was the hacker. So it wouldn't necessarily make sense to then put another person up, leaving Tyler off the block. But it could be a backdoor situation where that's why she would want to leave Tyler off the block. And we could see Brett and Angela as the two initial nominations.
Okay. Grandpa Lou wants to know, is Haley cementing herself as the greatest wordsmith in BB history? Does she have the potential to break Shannon's record in the spelling comp? Brent, Shannon from Big Brother Celebrity, the greatest player that ever played, could Haley not beat her score?
I mean, she could. She's a really, really smart girl. She has her dumb moments, let's be clear, but there are times when I'm really impressed by her. So I was really thrilled that she won the hacker competition because some of those words I didn't even get, and I'm sitting in my house on my couch, and she was there, you know, feeling the pressure, trying to fight for her life. So, and then this competition, like I said, this was not easy, and the odds were stacked against Fauté to win. Somehow they pulled out a win. Thank you, JC. But I'm psyched about Haley's position in the house right now and her abilities to win.
Okay, Miriam says, after an argument with Bay and the accusation of hiding a power app, will Tyler's lies be exposed if he now uses his? Liana, I kind of feel like that he's got to figure that out later.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine this is the floodgates opening and we just have this cascade of lies that come tumbling out of him using the power app. But I mean, he has to know Haley put him up. He is in danger and he needs to do what he can to keep himself safe this week.
Yeah. Stephanie McCrown wants to know about Haley's outfit tonight. Brent, was that the JC Pinwheel of Doom jumpsuit?
You mean the KC Pinwheel of Doom jumpsuit?
What did I say?
You said JC, but it was definitely a look. I'll give her that. It was a lurk, as we would say.
I think everybody had a costume on, Leon. I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah,
like a Halloween ball.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. It was definitely a Halloween ball. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Ian wants to know, what are the odds Haley will ask Fessy to volunteer to be a have not? We're still doing have nots.
I didn't even pay attention. Like, I mean, the only reason I know who the have-nots are is because I know who's sleeping in what room. Like that, I don't even know who's on slop and who's not. So God bless all you people out there who are watching like a, you know, a detective making sure that the people who are have-nots don't eat a chip or something.
Yeah,
not the pita chips.
No eating in ceremonies if you're a have-not. Particle Man wants to know, Brent, how great did Tyler play the goodbye message? She was gushing.
I said, great. Like, I mean, I give credit where credit's due. Like, he played that wonderfully. I was so excited about that. There were visions. I think, well, Liana, was it you on Twitter who said something about he's not Paul? You know, we can put that to bed. But there, like I said, there was a lot of people on Twitter who want to believe that Tyler is like Paul and that he'll make the same mistakes. People, Tyler is a fan of the show. He's watched the live feeds. He's watched the show. Like, Paul never even went back and watched his season. He's not going to make the same mistakes. I felt great about that goodbye message.
Okay. Mm.
I did not say that on Twitter, but I will take credit for it.
All right. That's what I do. That's how I got my job.
Yeah. Kobe wants to know, did Julie just reveal who level 6 was? Does that mean there's probably won't be a battle back or, in Taryn's words, a buyback now? How could she know that info and be allowed to fight for a chance to get back in the house? Brent, do you think that the buyback is canceled after tonight for any reason?
I mean, I have to think they're going to be one. I mean, Allison Grodner is on record as saying that there is going to be a double eviction this season. She was asked specifically about it. She said that we have double evictions every season, and so there will be one. And so I don't know how they're going to work it out number-wise if they don't have a buyback for the jury. The other thing they could do is have some sort of a reset or, you know, save your game or something on down the line. But they've already done two twists this season with the hacker competition and the power app competition. I don't think they are going to do anything else, but I've been wrong before.
Is it possible, Liana, that they could start the buyback next week for some reason? Could they not include Bailey in it for any reason?
That's definitely a possibility. If it was a physical competition of some sort that Bailey, you know, she's been through so much emotionally. We just don't want to put her in harm's way. It's definitely possible. So we could see this after. I know that Swaggy living with her family is a really important thing. And, you know, she needs to be in a safe place right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a question from Scott. Have you ever seen a more animated and freewheeling Julie in an exit interview? Liana, Julie Chen seems loosey-goosey.
Maybe whatever they gave Sam, they also gave a little bit to Julie.
Maybe.
And she's just rolling with it.
Casey wants to know, you want to add something to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was also to do with the house guest, Rob. I mean, you know, Rachel, when she came out last week, she was huffing and puffing and crying and sobbing. And, you know, she couldn't even breathe, basically. Bailey came out, was totally composed and was like, what's up, girl? How you doing? You know, so, I mean, I think that Julie was just rolling with it like she does on the talk.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if Swaggy C will have a lot to say on Twitter about tonight's show.
Oh, I think he will be. He's already on Twitter going off about how much he loves Haley. She is the
Haley. Oh my God!
Well, you know he doesn't love Haley, but he loves Haley. You know, like I love you, Rob.
Oh, okay. okay. Well, that's exciting.
Yes.
Let me go to Casey, who said not JC. Can we get an update on the draft and how it's going? How many house guests does each person?
Oh, dear.
People don't want to hear about the draft. Come on.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. Who talks about the draft? Oh, yeah. I'm down to one person, just so you know. Yeah. They've only evicted six people, and I'm down to one person.
Yes, you're down to JC, I believe. JC,
yes,
turned
down
out to be your best pick in the last round. What a value!
Oh. Yeah, I know. And I mean, he's playing okay. Let me be clear, but he's not somebody that I'm necessarily rooting for. Although I would prefer a JC win over like Casey or Angela at this point.
Okay. Yeah, Leon, what happened to Angela? I thought she was the queen of mean. She was so subdued tonight.
Yeah, we thought that this was definitely the furniture coming to life, the beauty and the beast, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like no, the spell has worn off. She's back to being furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing about Angela,
Rob, what are you thinking? What's wrong with Angela?
Yeah.
The one thing about Angela is that she's really good when she doesn't get talked back to. Because when she was doing the veto speech, and then when she was doing the goodbye message to Rachel, she was a total ice queen. But when she was actually talking with Bailey and having a conversation with her, she ran and hide in the HOH rooms. Like, she couldn't last for more than 15, 20 seconds. There was no ice queen there. People that are standing her, it's a mirage. There is no ice queen.
Okay. All right. John Densford, is Tyler overrated? All I see is a guy who makes questionable game moves that happen to work out. I don't see an actual logical God tier level player here. All right. I know where Brent comes down on this. Liana, could you properly rate Tyler for us?
Oh man, I don't know if I can properly do it. I'll do what I think.
Let's hear that.
Well, I definitely feel like he is being overrated, and maybe this is just because the person I talk to the most about Big Brother is Taryn, and I'm constantly hearing about how great Tyler is. Because I do think that there are situations where, you know, he is playing so emotionally, and things are working out in his favor, and so it's difficult to sort of discern what is results based and then what is truly him being a solid game player. Although there, you know, he does deserve props for how he responded to Bailey, for example, or some of the things that he has done. So, I mean, for me, he's probably, I would rate him like a 7 or an 8 out of 10, where, you know, Dan Gieslaying is a 10. So.
Right. But I think that might be an unfair bar to judge him against if putting him on the level of Dan Gieslaying, that I will say, in fairness to Tyler, I think he is the best in this house. And while it may be a low bar to clear to be the best in the Big Brother 20 house, I think that he's done a really great job so far this season. Nothing has totally blown up in his face yet, and he faces a real test. And I do think that he, you know, has best or upper level of winner upside for a first time player. But, you know, he also could crash and burn well short of the finish line. But I think that it's probably, you know, if we're rating him against this house, I feel like that he probably has to be an 8 or a 9.
Yeah, that's the problem, I think, Liana, right, is that we're rating him against the house, and that's why he looks so much better, and he looks, you know, somewhat godlike to some people who are watching him play. But he is, as Taryn has noted, not really a strategic player. I mean, he has strategic elements to how he plays, but he is an emotional player, and he makes emotional mistakes sometimes. But he also emotionally bonds with people in a way that really carries him. Like Swaggy was going on Twitter about the fact that, Tyler gets put up on the block and everybody feels bad for him. I'm like, that's his social game, man. That's him bonding with people. That's how he's getting away with something like that. I mean, I don't prefer that sort of play, but I identify with it. I understand how he's doing it, and I can respect that. And I think that people don't give Tyler enough credit for that. But having said that, I do think it comes off looking like he's that much better of a player, mainly because of his competition right now.
Okay.
I just want to add, so, I mean, I think that the fact that he is emotional, I think that's why maybe I see his emotional mistakes as really big issues to me, because it's not like, oh, he's just missing part of game information, and so he makes a logical error. It's like an emotional mistake. So for some reason, I grade that more harshly. But when it comes to, yeah, his amazing social game, the fact that Bailey saw him as that wounded bird and never went after him, I mean, that is to his credit. And so, you know, while I think a lot of us tend to value the strategic gameplay above other things, his emotional gameplay, like you said, is, you know, outstanding.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take this question from Alex as we get back to the conspiracy theories. Is it a coincidence that the diary room asked Haley what her strengths are, and then there's 2-word scrambler comps within a week?
I mean, like, what are you talking about? They would never do something like that on Big Brother. I mean, come on, Liana.
I can't imagine
what is this, Crazy Town?
That's like, oh, we got to fix the game for Haley now. We need Haley really, you know, there's a lot riding on this, right, everybody.
I'm surprised they weren't all puzzles and Haley's has less pieces than everybody else's.
They tried that with Caitlin.
It didn't work.
Yeah. Drake wants to know, how about the expressive crowd tonight? Leo, did it seem like that the crowd was loud tonight, or did they just have like, were they really mic'd up?
Yeah, I heard after, I think it was both Scotty and Haley voted to evict Bailey, you could hear the crowd go, oh,
yeah.
It was so dramatic, like something out of a soap opera. I was here for it. Yeah.
I don't know. Again, I don't think they had extra people there or the crowd was really loud. I think they just might have had the mic up too hot on the audience tonight. It doesn't necessarily mean that the players could hear them any louder. Stephanie wants to know, what do you think of Julie telling Bailey about Swaggy meeting her parents? Brent didn't like it. Leon, did it bother you?
No. I thought it was actually pretty funny. I wish, though, she had gone into more detail and maybe shown a picture of the shirt that Swaggy had worn with that terrible, terrible decal clearly just pasted on the back. I think that would have made it better, but I was here for it.
Yes. Okay. Should be a boon to all of the Swaggy C merchandise.
Yes, they will be sold out in minutes. I promise.
They'll be sold out. Do they have all sizes for Swaggy C merchandise?
Stretchy ones too. The material that they're made out of,
yes,
fit all sizes.
Yes. All right. Let's skip this one, Scott. We talked about the Vegas stuff. What's the over under on either Fessy or Rockstar winning and Bailey misplaying the hacker twist? As we think that the odds would be slim on Fessy winning the hacker twist, right, Liana?
How dare you, Rob? He's been. It's actually going to be design an app challenge.
Oh.
And so he's gonna be like, oh, I have experience.
Leah, not even still on Fessy Fitness, right?
I am on Fessy Fitness. They deleted my message that I posted, and no one ever responded. It's pretty sad.
Leah, how ballsy was it for Fessy to not just design the Fessy Fitness app, but call it the Fessy Fitness app? I mean, that's something like a 4-year-old would do, right? That, I mean, if you designed an app, would you call it the Liana app?
Yes. Yeah, I'm actually going to do an acrostic. So that's how it's spelled out. So like Fessy Fitness, Fessy actually stand or feel like fitness, you know, he'll just like Fessy.
Excitement.
I mean, it has, you know, some alliteration to it. So, you know, I feel like it sort of works, even though there's like only 8 people on it.
Yeah. All right. He's going to be so disappointed when he gets out of the house and there's still only people on.
My God.
Like, oh, he has bracelets.
Let me check my bank account. Yeah. I'm going to be so rich, Haley. All right. Alex Graves wants to know, this might be the make or break week for JC. Does he yield to Faute at the expense of his level 6 relationships or vice versa? Brent, do you see, is this the make or break week for JC?
For JC, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I think he did okay in that challenge because of the way things work out. I mean, he didn't explicitly go after Faute. Like, he went after Tyler and Rockstar. So I don't think that Haley is going to, you know, Haley's not going to take that as a sign that he is working with the other side. I mean, she's going to look at that and think, you know, hey, like, he didn't put us both up. So, or put two people up from our side. He didn't pick me. So I think I think JC's going to be okay this week.
Okay. All right. Let's go to talking about what is coming up here on RHAP. Let me go to everything's screwed up. All right. We'll talk about the challenge, Final Reckoning. More from Leon. Are you following the challenge?
Yeah, I am. I've been watching this season. My brother Cody has been really turning it out, and it's been really interesting to watch. Oh, and Jose, just a charm.
Yeah. All right. Of course, we have our Bachelor in Paradise coming. Leanna, you watched that Bachelor in Paradise?
No, I do not. I would rather see people throw drinks and fight than watch fake love, but maybe I'll check it out.
Okay. CBS ordered up Love Island. Are you interested in that one?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I read a lot of these British tabloids for News AF. Of course, Tyson, Danny, and myself were back this morning with the latest News AF. And they're always talking like on the Daily Mail about Love Island. So it is going to be the next European reality TV import coming to CBS sometime soon. So I am excited for that. Of course, News AF is up on robhasawebsite.com talking about all the latest, most interesting news stories from the internet as well. Of course, also, we've got a deep dive with the great Matt Hancock from Survivor New Zealand. Talked to Shannon Gates on our Survivor New Zealand post-season wrap up. And then Haley, there she is. She's your new head of household. Taryn will be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific to give you the recap of everything going on. And on Sunday, we've got a great show for you guys live after the episode because Brendan and Rachel will be here in the studio. How about that?
Well, that's great. I don't know. Am I going to be on that show? And is my audio going to be working by then?
Those are good questions that we'll have to consult the schedule. And then
I'm excited, though.
Yes. It should be a lot of fun. Got a phone call from Rachel right before yesterday's show. And she was like, what's your address? I was like, oh, okay, sorry about that. Well, you know, here's my address. See you guys on Sunday. She's like, oh, Sunday? Okay, we were about to leave tonight. Like, no.
Well, that was, it was really nice for them to take a break from all the fear factor that they've been doing.
Yeah. So Brendan and Rachel will be here on Sunday night. So looking forward to that. And of course, to find out everything about what we're doing, I'm about to record Patron 5 for 5, number 100 with the First Lady of Podcasting right after this. You can hear it when you're a patron of Rob Has a Podcast. Go to robhaswebsite.com/patron for everything we are doing at Rob Has a Podcast. So great job, everybody. Also, over on Post Show Recaps, Antonio Mazzaro and I recapped the season 4 premiere of Better Call Saul. That's up on postshowrecaps.com. Plus, Josh Wiggler is covering Sharp Objects. And also, Josh is covering The Sinner with Antonio Mazzaro as well, all up on postshowrecaps.com. So lots of great stuff for you guys to check out. So many podcasts, Liana. Not enough time.
I know. Definitely not enough time. I need the rewind week for myself just so I can
to catch up on podcasts. That's great. Yeah. All right. So, Brent, we made it.
Excellent.
Don't beat yourself up with these connections. Okay. The hacker won't get you.
Okay, I will stay strong, Rob.
Next time he can just learn from Rockstar and communicate with sign language.
Yes, next time. All right, Liana, what a pleasure it was to talk to you tonight.
Yeah, this was so much fun. And I was talking with Mike Bloom this morning, and we are thinking about getting the BBB&B back together for another episode in the next week or two. So look for that. We're pretty excited about it coming back. So much to talk about.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the B&B. I really enjoyed the last one you guys did with Amon. And so looking forward to when you guys are back together with more BBB&B. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes tonight. Have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.